Oftentimes, you or I may pick up something. We may think it's entirely our own idea, but we're just picking up some energy, some thought put out there in the ethers that we are picking up and motivated by it, and we think it's entirely ourselves, but it's not. Yeah, Wayne?
Oh, I've heard, Joe, that energy comes in through the top of your head and it's the cause of thinning sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got lots of inspiration, don't I, Wayne? I'll get you back a little later, Wayne. Anyway, what happens then when millions of people around the world are expecting doomsday? Now, let's look among the Islam people right now. A lot of them are, not only Islam, but Christians too, they're both expecting a doomsday. But right now, the Islamic people are putting a lot of attention on it. And because energy follows thought, it causes people to do things to bring doomsday closer. Like the president of Iran thinks that, well, you know, doomsday is near, so, you know, maybe I should hasten it up a little bit by developing nuclear bombs. That might get things going a little better. So a lot of people think that's why he's got so much attention on nuclear bombs. But what he's picking up is the end of the world energy thought forms out there. And so he's deciding to hasten it by creating nuclear bombs. And that would certainly hasten it if we have a nuclear exchange, wouldn't it? So one of the things that we can do is teach people that the end of the world, so to speak, the tremendous calamities that everybody is expecting, does not have to be. But if enough people put enough negative energy out there, it can create swing the balance. If we're at a point to where something really bad could happen or really good, and we just have a few more people put thought into the end of the world scenario, that could be just enough energy to tip the balance. We're between two ages right now, the Piscean and Aquarius. And it's expected that we will go into Aquarius and have a better age than we've had in Pisces. This is the way it's supposed to be. But because of free will and because we have complete power to screw everything up, it's possible that enough negative energy poured into the thought forms out there could swing the balance one way or another. So what we have to do is create positive energy. Think positive. Think it's important that we realize that what happens is up to us to a large degree. What we make of the new age is up to us. It's just not something decreed that certain things have to be. What will be is up to us to a large degree. Now, there are certain cycles that we don't have a lot to do with. For instance, the energies of the Piscean cycle and the Aquarian cycle are just there, and they influence certain things, and our thoughts don't have a lot to do with that, just like our thoughts don't have a lot to do with gravity. But we can take gravity and use it for our advantage. And this is what we have to do. We have to take everything that is and manipulate it to our advantage. I really like the movie Old God, where George Burns as God appears to John Denver. And John Denver asks him, well, you know, when are you going to straighten everything out? And God says to him, well, it's up to you. It's your responsibility. He says, us? Us? I mean, he was really surprised to hear it was our responsibility. It just wasn't up to God to do it all. And this is one of the main problems we have, is people feel that what happens if there's going to be calamities, it's just going to be because that's what God wants. There's nothing we can do about it. And furthermore, in the scriptures, God talks about all these great calamities in the book of Revelations. And nothing I can do about that, so I just have to sit around and wait for it to happen. Okay? So people with that attitude are experiencing powerlessness. They have no power. They feel like everything is just out of their hands. I like to use the example of, say, the Good Samaritan in the Bible, for instance, comes along, finds a person wounded and robbed and near death, and he takes care of him. If he didn't take care of him, he wouldn't have been alive. He wouldn't have been saved physically. Yet, if he would have just passed him by and said, well, I'll let God take care of him, you know, because he's praying to God there. He's wounded and naked and robbed and praying to God, so I'll just let God help him out. And, you know, that just doesn't work. It was entirely in the Good Samaritan's power to help the guy that was in trouble beside the road. If he didn't help him, then nobody would have helped him. But God still helped him because God helped the man through the Good Samaritan. And when people get help, just because the Good Samaritans of the world are the hands and the arms and the feet and the legs of God that perform the services. And when you think of it, I was thinking of this the other day, that almost every time I say, oh, thank God, you know, it's often because of some human being actually did that helped me out in some way. But still, I thank God anyway, because God worked through that person. And God is within us all, and when we pay attention to the God within and we serve, we and people thank God, they're thanking us or the God that is in us, really. Because God in us is the one that goes and serves and does all the farming, provides the food, provides all the services that makes life worthwhile and comfortable. And so it's interesting to think about, but the big point I'm making is what each person needs to understand when we hear the teachings about the end coming is that there's a lot that can create the new age in a good way that is in our power. And we have to take our power back and not give it to some nebulous power that's out there or nebulous teaching that's out there that came from the traditions of men or somebody's imagination or somebody's misinterpretation of the scripture or maybe even a mistranslation of the scripture or whatever. Probably the scripture that is most misinterpreted about the end of the world and causes more problems than any other scripture is in Matthew 24. And let me read you just a little bit here. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when these things shall be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming at the end of the world. And then Jesus gives a number of signs, saying there will be false Christs and false prophets, wars and rumors of wars, and earthquakes in diverse places. He gives all these various signs that we see all around us all the time. But what happens is people read this and they say these are signs of the end of the world. And in their minds they conjure up the end of the world means, you know, the world is going to completely end. It'll be wiped out as we know it, and there's just going to be a handful of righteous left in a totally new world, new heaven and new earth that will be created. Now, the only problem with this scripture is there's a tremendous mistranslation. The word world is mistranslated. The Greek word is aeon, and from the word, that Greek word, comes the modern word eon. What does the eon mean? An eon means an age. And an age has a beginning and an end. So what is really asked in this scripture is this, when we read it in the Greek. What are the signs of the end of the age? What are the signs of thy coming? And the coming comes from a Greek word that means presence. What are the signs of thy presence and of the end of the age? Does that put a different light on it? Yeah. End of what age? What do you think? What age it was?
Pisces.
Do you know where the sign of the cross came from? You know, they go like this. It's the sign of Pisces. If the sign of the Pisces is made by the sign of the cross, the way Pisces is in the zodiac, which is kind of interesting. What? Well, it started in early Christianity. They started the sign of the cross because the Christians were persecuted. And so they wanted to be able to identify other Christians. So to identify other Christians, they if they were in a room, you know, they just kind of secretly made the sign of the cross, which was really the sign of Pisces. Then if another Christian saw it, he would realize that guy's a Christian too, and then they get together and they talk, you know.
Did they know they were in the Piscean
age? Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, they, matter of fact, they, have you seen all these Christians driving around with a fish on the back of their car? That's a sign of Pisces.
How does this become a fish?
What?
How does this become a fish?
Well, if you look at the stars that form the sign of Pisces, it looks a little like a fish, but there's also a cross within it, you know, so
that also could have been a whole other thing going on, because there was a lot of contention between the Catholic Church and the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
It could have very well have been all misconstrued and taken over by the Catholic Church, because they did a lot of things to promote their own religion, and they did some pretty awful things, actually.
Yeah.
They did some things that, you know, you'd be amazed at things we do these days and think of religion.
Yeah.
But by them imposing their religion and trying to shift the Jewish traditions out the window.
Sure. But they definitely use a sign of the fish, and the fish has been associated with Pisces for a long time. Matter of fact, they had a coin back then with Aries on, and Aries was the sign of the passing age. And then they switched to the sign of the fish, which was the sign of Pisces. So it's interesting that the Christians today really think astrology is evil, but they're driving around at the astrological sign on the back of their cars, because that was used by the early Christians as the sign of Pisces, which is a sign that that governs the Messiah, you know, which is interesting. Yeah, Wayne?
There's an interesting thing about that fish.
Yeah, the fish is swimming to the left, and the left signifies a focus on the past. So it's interesting that when you look at all these fishes on the back of the car, they are to the left. Now, the Darwin one has a fish going to the right, you know. And the Christian one is going to the left, which signifies the Darwin people, evolutionary people, are into moving ahead. The Christian people are being focused in the past, which is interesting symbolism there.
Yeah.